can get you to take a breath. Allow yourself to become centered. And the thought we're going to start with today is there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. Simply states a fact. That there is nothing to fear. Not a fact to those who believe in illusions. That there's nothing to fear is not a fact to those who believe in illusions. But illusions are not facts. In truth, there is nothing to fear. It is very easy to recognize there is nothing to fear. But it's very difficult to recognize there is nothing to fear for those who want their fears to be true. So repeat the idea. There is nothing to fear to yourself. There's nothing to fear with your eyes open. At any time, in any place, in any situation, you can open your eyes and tell yourself, there is nothing to fear. It is strongly recommended that you take a minute or two whenever possible to close your eyes and repeat, there is nothing to fear. Repeat it slowly, slowly to yourself. There is nothing to fear. It's particularly important that you use the idea there is nothing to fear immediately should anything disturb your peace of mind. If something is disturbing your peace of mind, immediately tell yourself, there is nothing to fear. 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 The presence of fear, if you feel fear, it's a sure sign you are trusting in your own strength. If you feel fear right now, you are trusting in your own strength separate from God. If you're feeling fear right now, you're trusting in your own ego instead of love. The awareness that there's nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily in the place you recognize right now, you have remembered the love of God. You're now letting the strength of God take the place of your weakness. Let the strength of your Creator take the place of your weakness. Let the strength of your Creator take the place of your weakness. Let the strength of your Creator take the place of your weakness. Let the strength of your Creator take the place of your weakness. Let the strength of love take the place of weakness. Let the strength of truth take the place of weakness. Let the strength of the Lord take the place of your weakness. The instant you are willing to let the strength of God take the place of your ego, when you are willing to let the strength of God take the place of your fear and your anxiety and your worry, there is indeed nothing to fear. So we're going to take a little while. We're going to just say it. Those who feel like saying it with me, please do it aloud. Those who just want to hear it, that's fine. Those who want to say it to themselves silently, that's fine. In other words, anything you do is fine. Nothing to fear. There is 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 nothing to fear.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue today. Thanks for coming out today. It's really funny. It's like, turn it down, but 5 minutes before the class started, it was like, there's enough people to fill these chairs. Kind of threw me off. We got plenty of seats in the living room, so you don't have to sit on the steps. There's a tendency when there's a small group of people for everybody to scatter all over the sanctuary. You know, we come to one, this class is to be separate.
Yeah.
So it's much more powerful when we're real close to each other, unless they got a little B.O., but we're going to overlook that. So kind of separation is a good thing, depending on whether it's not somebody did right. Or some people are just into their natural, you know, odor, and they don't believe in that kind of stuff. Okay. So we're going to be on page 231, and so I'm going to continue with looking within, talking about the laws of manifesting. And remember only this. You don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. You don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. You don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. You don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. And you don't have to welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. 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 Some of the ideas. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. And others may seem to be quite startling. Some of the ideas may seem to be quite startling. You're not asked to judge the ideas at all. These are the instructions from the course itself. You're not asked to judge the ideas at all. They're useful to give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that they're true. Using it will show you that it's true. So, paragraph 8 on page 231 says, when you want only love, you will see nothing else. So if you see anything else, you don't want only love. Then it says, the contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive, the insane people that drive you batty, the Course says it nicely. The contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive. Isn't that great? Isn't that loving? Isn't that cool? Brother is saying, the nuts that cross your path. Yeah. The calls for love. I call them calls for love. That's what I call them. And he says, the contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive is merely the reflection of your conflict and invitations. So the reason why you see something other than love is that you're inviting something other than love. Then it goes, you have looked upon your mind. This is great. and you accepted opposition in your mind. You looked at your mind, and now it seems like there's a lot of opposition in your mind. Then the course says, having sought the opposition there, you looked upon your mind, accepted the opposition there, having sought the opposition there, but don't believe that the witnesses for opposition are true. Don't believe the witnesses for fear are true. You invited them, you're looking for them. He says, don't believe that they're truth. He says, because they attest only to your decision about reality. So when you look into your mind and you see the opposition and you see the upset, don't believe it's true. All you're looking at is your decision about things. So when you look in your mind and you're all upset, you're just looking at your decisions about things. So he says, don't believe it's real simply because you think it's that way doesn't mean it's necessarily that way. Because you think it's that way doesn't necessarily mean it's that way. You looked inside your mind, looked at your own opposing thoughts, and the court says, don't believe it because they're just witnessing to your decision about what you think is going on right now. And then the court says, returning to you the message you gave them. I tell myself what to think, and then what I taught myself to think tells me what's going on. I taught myself what I think, and then what I think tells me what's going on. So the course is saying to us, in the mind, all you're looking at is your own decisions about what's real, and those thoughts are returning to you the messages you gave them. So your mind is telling you what you told your mind, and your mind is telling you what you accepted in your mind. That's what your mind is telling you. Your mind is telling you what you believe. Your mind is telling you what you believe. And then what you believe is telling you what to do. That's not guidance.
No.
I'm sorry. That's not guidance. Okay. Me making up what God said to me isn't God talking to me. I know the Holy Spirit told me to do this. Are you sure? Or did you just make that up and say the Holy Spirit told you? Because it was something you want. Just a question. So the court says, he says, but do not then believe that the witnesses for opposition are true, for the witnesses for opposition attest only to your decision about reality, returning to you the messages you gave the witnesses. Love too is recognized by love's messengers. And if you make love manifest, love's messengers will come to you because you invited them. Oh, that sounds good. That's a mojo right there, ain't it? That sounds good to me. Said, now you can recognize love by the messenger of love because the messenger of love is giving you a message of love. Isn't that complex? That's a complex. Let me see if I can figure this out. Okay. I can recognize that you're a messenger of love because you'll be giving me messages of love. I'll recognize you're a messenger of peace and love and joy because guess what? You'll be giving me messages of peace, love, and joy. But if you're telling me that I'm a stupid fool, you might not be a messenger of love. Because you have two messages that use the same body. So don't get fooled by the truck. They're still not telling you what the truck's delivering. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like the same body will give you a message of love and the same body will give you the message of fear. It's the message that identifies the messenger, not the body that the messenger shows up in.
Yeah.
So the same person could give me messages of love or messages of fear, but what the Course in Miracles is telling me is that that's coming from my own conflicting invitations, giving me conflicting responses and reactions from people, because I've looked upon my own mind, see a lot of opposition and conflict there, then I make a decision that all this opposition and conflict is real, and then I see witnesses that witness back to me that the conflict is real. That's the process. Everybody with me on the process? Now, remember, you don't have to believe it, you don't have to accept it, you don't have to welcome it, because you know what? It doesn't have anything to do with the truth of it.
Whoa.
It's not like it, the court said, Earl, you know what? It's not like it's not true just because you don't believe it. Because I used to think like things weren't true unless I said they were true. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
It's like when you listen to me right now, it's like, well, you said it was true because you don't. I agree. Yeah. And if I don't agree, what he's saying has no validity. Because I am the arbiter of creation. And what I say is what is. No, what you say is what is for you in your mind, and it's going to tell you what to do. So if you believe the love messengers don't show up for you, then you won't see love's messengers when love's messengers show up, because your decision about reality is that love isn't real. And then you get the witnesses to show you that there is no real love for you. But that doesn't mean real love and really loving people don't exist. They just don't exist for you, based on how you feel about yourself and your own mind. What I see is cool people and sometimes uncool people. What about you? Don't you sometimes see cool people and uncool people? Well, do you have cool thoughts and uncool thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, then there's cool people and uncool people.
Yeah.
You have loving thoughts and you have fearful thoughts. You say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then you see frightening people and you see loving people.
Yeah.
Do you have some thoughts of being prosperous and abundant in many ways and have fears of lack?
Yeah.
Some, okay, so do you have what appears to be abundance of some things and what appears to be lack?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Might be a connection. Okay. Huh. Okay, then it says, now check it out. So if you make love manifest, its messengers will come to you because you invited them. So if I want to invite love into my life, I have to make it manifest. Whatever I want to invite into my life, I have to make manifest. Whatever I want to invite into my life, I have to make manifest. So if I want love and peace and freedom to manifest in my life, then I've got to give peace to you and you and you and you and you and my boss and my friends and my relatives, everybody. George Bush, the bunch, everybody. Okay. All right. I got to want peace for all of you if I want to see it, a witness come to me. This is complicated, isn't it? Okay, that's paragraph 8. So, any questions or comments about that paragraph? Any ahas? One thing I heard that I liked out of that was, obviously nothing. You all are quite subtle.
Peaceful.
That was peaceful.
Errol, it's a big responsibility and reality that when we are facing things that are not likable for us, it's also creative.
It's what?
It's also creative. So it makes you get into a deep inside of being in the world.
Yeah.
It is inside me that is creating. Bring
me into conflict. Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot. It takes a willingness to assume a lot of responsibilities to actually start to use the easy way to change everything. It takes a lot of responsibility to be willing to do the easy thing. It takes a lot of consciousness to be willing to do the easier thing. It takes a lot of awareness and love. So you don't do easy till you're doing love self. When you're doing love self, you want everything to be harmonious and smooth flowing. When you're doing fear self, you get yourself struggling conflict. So it's much easier for me to take responsibility to believe that the reason why I'm seeing anything other than love is because I have some conflicting thoughts in my own mind and I've made a decision about what's real and now the universe is showing me the results of the decision I've made. That is a zillion times easier than trying to change anyone in this room. I don't care what anybody says, because we hear that a lot. And it's true, you know, how hard it is to accept the truth. No, like the truth is what's easy. The truth is easy. It's just, it's different. It's not hard. It's just a person doing it in a way that they don't normally do it. That's all. Yeah, it will take some training for Earl to get to the point that he recognizes that he's looking inside of his own mind, seeing fearful and loving and upsetting thoughts, and then making a decision that this stuff that I'm going through is real, and as a result of that decision I've made about it being real, then it is real in my perception, and then I draw things to me to witness back to that. Yeah, that's not what I was taught in school. But that doesn't make it hard. It just makes it different. It's much more different than you know, me saying, you know, as soon as I can get Lanny to wear some orange pants, then I'm going to be happy. You know, but that's the way we set it up. We do it. That's exactly the way we set it up, though. As soon as my child changes, I'll be happy. As soon as my mom changes, I'll be happy. As soon as my job changes, I'll be happy. As soon as my financial situation changes, I'll be happy. As soon as somebody does something I want them to do, then I'll be happy. Don't you see that's the exact same process as me saying if Lana wore orange pants, then I'd be happy. It's just as ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just as ridiculous.
I don't have any orange pants.
See, so that means that I'd have to have satisfaction immediately, and I'd be sad, and I'd hold a grievance against him for not buying some, or either let me give him a pair for him to wear. You know, if you really love me, you go get some orange pants, man.
and I'm not going to be happy until you wear some. And as a matter of fact, if you don't wear those orange pants to make me happy this week, we're going to therapy. We're going to have some counseling to see why you're so selfish as not to wear the orange pants, that it wasn't your idea to wear in the first place just because I wanted you to wear them, so therefore you are a selfish man and I'm leaving you. And thank you is what the conscious being says. When you become conscious and somebody says they're going to leave you because they're projecting on you and they're mad at you and they want you to want to control you and dominate you and it's not something that you're going to give in to, and they want to go and you'll go, "Phew, thank God I forgave myself. I forgave myself so much you left. Because if I still had grievances against myself, you stay here and still bug me." That's the cruelest person around, the one that don't treat you right and won't leave you. I used to be so crazy that I tried to hang on to what mistreated me and didn't appreciate me and didn't pay no attention to what did. And all my energy went into the people that was giving me a hard time. That was so stupid and wasted so much time, but it made sense. Because the problem certainly wasn't in my mind. So anybody else about that paragraph 8? Before I go to the next paragraph, because it's going to get deep. It's going to get deep off in here today. It's going to get. Isn't that funny? Going to get. Test it. Like I'm from the South, it goes going to get. Yeah, in the South, we try to speed things up. Going to get takes longer than going to get.
Yeah.
I'm going to the stove. And it's a store. I said, stove. I'm going to the stove. That's sure. You have one remaining freedom left in this whole world. You have one remaining freedom left in this whole world. You have one last freedom left. You have one last, you're down to your last freedom. Look in your bag. You're down to your last freedom. That's the power of decision. The last freedom that the Course says we have is the power of decision. Your last freedom is the power to choose. You're down to your last freedom. If you're a limited person with fear, you're down to your last freedom, and that's the power of decision. It's your one remaining freedom as a prisoner of this world. As a prisoner of fear, you have one remaining freedom, the power of decision. Now, you can decide, here you go, here's the big decision. You can decide to see it right. You can decide to see me right. You can decide to see me correctly. You can decide to see things correctly. I always kill more batteries. It's amazing. You can decide to see things right. You can decide to see things right. You can decide to see things right. No matter how many distractions come up, I'm going to keep on saying it. You can decide to see things right. You can decide to see things right. You can decide to see things right. What can you decide?
See things right.
You can decide to do what?
See things right.
How can you tell if you're seeing things wrong? Okay, because things are crappy. Those who have any crappy perceptions in any area, you're seeing it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is deep. Then it says, what you made of it is not its reality. I'm sorry, it's not what you made of it. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's not as bad as you think it is, and it's not as hopeless as you think it is. What you made of it, that's not the way it is. Reality, its reality is only what you give it. Its reality is only what you give it. Its reality is only what you give it. Notice it says it. It applies to it. Okay? It's like it. I don't care what it is. You can name anything you want to name. Anybody want to name anything? The way you look. It's the reality you give it. The way you feel. It's as real as you make it. It's reality is what you give it. So let's go back. The power of decision is my one remaining freedom in the world. I can decide to see it different. And I can decide to see it right. But what I've made of it is not its reality. For its reality is only what I give it. It's only as real as I make it. And he says, you cannot really give anything but love to anyone or anything. You can't really give anything but love. The only thing that you can really share with me is love. Love is the only thing that can be shared. Anything other than love can't really be shared. You can't share your fear with me. You can't share your anger with me because I don't have to accept it nor choose to feel that way unless I decide to. So you can't share anything with me but love. That's the way it's set up. You want to love me for real? Now you can give that to me. I can feel that. I can experience that. I can know that is what I am. But fear, I have to go into agreement with you. I've got to buy into it with you because you can't share it with me. And to empathize doesn't mean to join in the suffering. Join in the suffering is what you must refuse to understand. You're not helping me by suffering as much as I am. You're in a better position to help me if you're not suffering. So I don't need you to join me in my pain. I need you to stay happy so you can help me out. And so many times we think empathy is, I feel miserable with you. That's not the same as not being compassionate. But being compassionate doesn't mean I got to join you in the suffering. Right? So the Course is telling us, you really can't give anything but love. That's the only thing you can really give is love. That's the only thing you can really give is freedom. That's the only thing you can really give. That's it. So you don't have to feel guilty about the past because you never gave anything to anybody else but yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel bad. You didn't give anything to anybody else. You just gave it to yourself through them.
Yeah.
You're always giving to yourself through others. I love that.
Wow.
And then the Course says, now that's good news. You can't really give anything but love to anyone or anything, nor can you really receive anything but love from anyone or anything. Now that's deep. So the only thing I can receive from you is love. That's the only thing I can receive from you. So again, it's the same thing. I haven't done anything to anybody and nobody's done anything to me. Unless they're giving me love, I can't get it. Unless you giving me love, I can't receive it. So we got to make a decision about reality. Our decision about reality is that the only thing we can receive now is love, and the only thing we're willing to give now is love, and the only thing we're willing to receive now is love, and the only thing we're willing to give now is love. Remember it said we have the power of decision, and that's the last power that we have remaining, and we can choose to see it right. And then it turned around and told us what seeing right is. Seeing right is you saying, I can't give anything but love, I can't receive anything but love. And when you see it that way, you're seeing right, because you're already experiencing the result of not seeing it that way. It's the life you live now, which you experience the conflicting witnesses in, the things that are cool and the things that are not. So he's just telling us, if you really want to get to that other world where you're not always upset about something, there are certain rules of thought you have to learn. Rule number one is, you got the power of decision, and you can choose to see it right. Your one remaining freedom is the power of decision. And so make the decision that the only thing you can give and receive is love, freedom, truth, peace, abundance, unity, oneness, relationship. Make a decision.
Where does the steadfast love come in?
Where does the what come in?
Steadfast love.
That is steadfast love. What's more steadfast than the only thing I can give is love and the only thing I can receive is love? There's no gap in that. That's what steadfast is. No gap.
That's what Christ gives.
That's what the Christ consciousness represents. It represents a love that's not based on whether or not you do everything I want you to do the way I want you to do it. That's phony love. You know, I don't want no more of that stuff. I'm so tired of that stuff, I don't know what to do. Man, I'm so sick of that. I love you, but you got to do it the way I want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, billions of people on the planet. Why don't you go get it to somebody else? I'm not like the only one you can be disappointed with. That's too special. No, you're the only one I can be miserable with. I'm staying with you. You're cute. I tell you, boy. See the simplicity of the Course and how powerful it is when we hear it together.
Yeah.
Hear how powerful the Course is to listen to when you're not sitting around analyzing it, destroying the meaning by pretending you're trying to understand what it's saying. Some people don't like my class because I don't do a whole lot of that in my class. I don't want to analyze. I don't want to answer a lot of questions.
You don't have to accept too much to get that.
Steadfast.
No, you don't. No, as a matter of fact, steadfast love is real easy, because steadfast love is a result of a decision that you're going to make, that you only want to give love and you only want to receive love, and you're going to stop looking in your mind, seeing the opposition there, and deciding that all the crappy stuff is what's real for you, and every time somebody says something loving and supportive, then that's where all your doubt comes in. You know, it's almost like someone's like, okay, I got to prove to you that you deserve love. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to try to prove to anybody in this room that they deserve love. I'm going to give it to you. And at the very least, when I give it to you, I give it to myself. So at the very least, I'm going to walk out of the experience feeling a lot more love and a lot more peace, which is a good deal for me. And I hope that you partake of it yourself and let yourself feel good too, because you're receiving the love whether you believe it or not. And the part of you that is loving is still being loving while you're doubting that you're loving. And the part of you that's still loving while you're doubting that you're loving is creating loving things that will be waiting for you when you decide that you deserve them. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like right now I believe I'm not enough. The part of Earl that doesn't believe he is enough is going out doing really loving things and building up all these treasures and stuff for the Earl who doesn't think he's loving. And the loving Earl is just, you know, stacking it up, and the other Earl is going, I don't know if I deserve this because of what I went through as a child and what I did when I was in a relationship, and that I haven't done all the things I thought I should do, and blah, 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 blah. So that Earl is all doing, he's studying and he's working and he's doubting. In the meantime, same Earl is giving and receiving love, giving and receiving peace, giving and receiving oneness. Earl is out of touch with his real self, but his real self is still creating for him, and when he finally decides he's willing to have it, it'll be waiting for him. It's his inheritance. It was a gift. Let me talk. It is a gift. It is a gift. It's a gift.
You sold
us. It's a gift. You gotta let me talk. Do me a favor and don't keep responding like that. Just let me talk.
Yeah.
Just let me talk. All right. So let me talk. It's a trick. Even though I appreciate it, it's a trick because it cuts off my train of thought. The one remaining freedom left in the world is our power of decision. That's the one remaining freedom we have as a prisoner in this world. What we can decide today is that we want to see it right. Seeing it right is you going from this point forward saying, I give only love, I receive only love. Now, does that mean that I necessarily see it that way? Of course I don't necessarily see it that way yet. That's why I'm in the whole process of undoing. That's why I'm in the Course in Miracles. Because the Course in Miracles is about letting go of all those thoughts that tell you that you do anything other than give and receive love. That's the curriculum. So of course we don't see it that way. That's not important. What you're seeing now is the conflict and invitations that you've learned to give since the day you were born. Do you think all that's going to shift just because I said it?
No.
But it tells you the direction to go in. It tells you the truth about who you are. It reminds you of what your purpose is. And once you know what your purpose is, you can make right evaluation. And when you can make right evaluations, then it's easier for you to get to your destination.
Yeah.
So we have to make a decision that giving and receiving love is the only thing that we're doing, even if we don't see it. Anybody want to join me on that thought?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's nothing more powerful than us joining. We can have it happen for all of us faster if all of us join on an idea equally. Okay? See, 26 years of working with the Course in Miracles, I'm telling you, one of the things that I've learned about it is that it's very simple and it explains itself as it goes along. It's not a complex teaching. It's just very different. Now I know that he says, if you think you received anything else. Now, this is, okay, do you think you received anything else?
Uh-huh.
Does it look like you've received something else other than love and peace all the time?
Oh, yeah.
You know why I'm asking questions? Because questions engage you. Statements put you to sleep. Don't you think that's true? See the difference? Yeah, because we're programmed to respond to questions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's true? you know, it's really interesting. You can decide to see it right. Don't you think it's good to decide to see it right?
Yeah.
See the difference?
Yeah.
See, if you talk in questions, you immediately engage people and also give them the impression that you're interested in them. Most people are not trying to, you know, they are trying to impress people instead of really trying to be interested. They're trying to be interesting.
Yeah.
Both of us are trying to be interesting. You go out with somebody, be interested in them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's amazing how many times I can sit down with people and talk and be with them, and they never ask me a question about myself, what I think, what I feel, what's happening, what's going on. You know, I went to a dinner, just the other night, and it was an Aries, and she was given a gift as a book that said, the title of the book was, "It's All About Me." It's like the perfect gift for an Aries. Okay. Couldn't have been better, is how you said. And then it said, "It's All About Me" was the name of the book, and then at the bottom it said, "And that's all there is to it." Okay. So, if you think you're receiving anything other than love, if you think you're receiving anything other than peace, if you think you're receiving anything other than abundance, it is because you have looked within and thought you saw the power to give something else within yourself. You look within and you thought you had the power to give yourself something other than love. You think, this is true, man, it's so true. We do think we have the power to give ourselves something other than love. I think I have the power to give myself pain. I think I have the power to give myself depression. I think I have the power to give myself anger. I think I have the power to give myself separation. And I think you have the power to give that to me. He said, well, that's why you see it, because you think you have the power to give yourself something other than love. So you seem to experience something other than love, because you look within your own self and you think you have the power to give yourself something other than that. See how straight up that answer is? Let's do a good yes, but.
Yes, but.
One more. Yes, but. Y'all got such cute round yes, buts. It's like perfect. Okay. So tell me, who in this room can tell me why you think you are experiencing anything other than peace in any area of your life right now? Because you think you can. You know the answer. Why is it that you're experiencing anything other than peace right now, according to what we've talked about?
Did you want it?
Because you want it, because you can. What else?
Because you think that's what you deserve.
Because you think that's what you deserve.
Or what you desire.
Because of your mom. And so the contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive is the result of your conflict and invitation. See, because but you do you really want to give your mom that power?
No.
See, that's what I really realized. I mean it sounds cool to say like if my partner did something different I'd really be happy. But the truth is, do I really want to give my partner that power? Do I really want to give you that power? Do I really want to go, I can't feel good about this class that I taught today unless it looks like everybody really thrilled and enjoyed it and transformed. So I'm not going to give myself any joy about this class today. Does that really make sense? Or would it make more sense for me to say, you know what? I'm going to give you only appreciation. Which is what love is. I'm going to give you appreciation for it. I'm going to give you appreciation for 20 more minutes.
Thank you.
Give me a call later. All right.
Dysfunctional love.
I got the dysfunctional love I can give you. It's good too. Sometimes because you play the role of a teacher, people forget you're just like them. And then they project on you this image of what they think you're supposed to be like if you're in that role. You know, and it's like I've always rebelled against that. You know, it's like, hey, I'm here to be Earl. That's my job, to show up as me, the best I possibly can, not to act out any role that anybody made up for me based on what they went through as a child and what they read in books and what they see on TV. I'm not, that's too hard. I love it. You just feel the change drop away. It's like when you start to let go of your being obsessed with what other people think of you. It's like somebody just taking change, and it's like somebody just blop, plop, plop. You're just watching it, and then all this love starts to come in where the change used to be, and you're not doing anything. It's so cool. It's like I'm watching so much more love and appreciation and peace happen in my experience, and all I'm doing is letting go of my desire to control. It's so amazing. Oh, besides, I didn't do such a good job anyway. But you know where you are now is the result of the best decisions you've made. Some of y'all are glad about that. Some of y'all want to kill yourselves. God, that's deep. So if you think you have received anything else, why? Because you look within. And you saw what? The power to give something else within yourself. I looked within and I thought I had the power to give something else. He says it was only this decision. What decision? The decision that you made that you had the power to give yourself something other than good things. What was the decision that created the thing that's making me unhappy right now? Me looking inside myself and making a decision that I had the power within myself to make myself feel something other than good. Man, that's different from saying your mom. Then he said it was only this decision that determined what you found, because it was the decision for what you sought. Because whatever you find is what you have sought. So who in their own words can basically say back to me what I said just so that they can help themselves remember it, because they want to bring it out of themselves and they got guts enough not to care what anybody thinks?
There it is.
That's one person.
I'll say, like, at work, for a second I felt really attacked by this person. But if I choose not to let that in, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and see it as maybe a positive love or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And the even easier way to add to what she said, the even easier way to answer that would be just to say back to me basically what I just said to you. Which is, the reason why I'm not feeling good right now is because I made the decision not to feel good right now. I looked inside myself and I decided to feel this way about what you're doing instead of that way about what you're doing.
I got it half right.
Okay. No, you got it completely. You got it completely right. You didn't get it.
I took the cart and hit it three times.
The part that you told me was completely right. And besides that, you just wanted to leave with a conflict and invitation. So you know what I'm saying? It's like I was giving her love until the time I wanted to attack her. At that point, I went into conflict and invitations. I wanted to give her love. I wanted to attack her. So then, therefore, I shouldn't be upset the next time somebody makes me feel good and somebody upsets me. That's a result of my own conflict and invitations, because I'm going to live in a world that's a reflection of my decisions. And if it's my decisions to see people as cool and uncool, hate them and love them, be mad at them and to be peaceful with them, why am I shocked when I'm in a world full of people that's doing that all the time to themselves and everybody else? It's a perfect balance. It's perfect beauty. It's perfect harmony. How could I be in a world that's different from the way I think?
Once you realize it is what you think, for me, I couldn't receive any love until then.
That you won't let it in. You'd be glad to let it in once you start to realize that. You'd be like, come on with it.
And it was a course that helped me see the innocence
mm-hmm.
in all my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the things that I was doing were lessons of love. And once I believe that,
mm-hmm.
that's when my life began to change.
Absolutely. That's why the application of the ideas are so important. The actual reading and studying of the Course in Miracles will transform your experience far beyond your wildest imagination. Even though I can be helpful here as a facilitator, it certainly doesn't take the place of doing your own personal study, because doing your own personal study is a sign of your willingness to be healed. You're showing the universe and yourself without doubt that you're sincere about desiring that change, because other than that, it's just something else you thought about doing that you haven't done that you can add to the rest of the stuff you thought about doing that you haven't done. So it's never really something that you're really doing until you do something that's symbolic of your willingness to be healed. It's not saying you're studying the Course is what's going to heal you. It's saying you're studying the Course is symbolic of your willingness to be healed. And it will give you some explanations to explain what's happening to you so that you won't go crazy while the change is happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a lot easier to go through an operation if the doctors explain to you that when you get through the operation for a while, you're going to be constipated. Then you won't be tripping out when you can't go to the toilet, because they told you what to expect. So the Course is going to tell you what to expect while you're going through the transformation that will allow you to give and receive only love. So if you're not reading it, you can't tell when you're trying to fool yourself or when you're truly making the right choice. It's awesome. And I'm here to help anyone that really wants to do that. That's what the purpose of my class is. And so the Course says, whatever you found, it was the decision for what you sought. So let's make that feel good. Is there anything in your life that you appreciate? That's the decision for what you sought. Are there any relationships in your life that you're glad to see the people when they show up? That's a decision for what you sought. That's also the decision for what you sought. So don't just take this and look at the things that you're upset about and then get mad at yourself because you somehow created that. Take a moment to focus on the fact that all the beautiful things in your life, like this experience you're having right now, also came from you looking within your mind, deciding what you wanted to see, and now you're looking at the witnesses to that. So you're looking at love's messengers when you look around this room because you're looking at people who are offering you peace and not attacking you and not interfering with you and wanting the best for you just like they want it for themselves. So this is the living proof that you have the power within yourself to have a reality of love. You don't have, it's not theoretical. This is happening right now. Now, I know you feel like a lot of the reason why they like you is because they don't really know you. So just keep it that way. until you're ready to use your relationship as an opportunity to witness to the decision that you've decided that you only deserve to give love, you only deserve to receive love. To go into a relationship for any other reason other than that is to set yourself up for conflict and invitations and to do the same dance you've already done 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Earl, do you notice that the more that you have these loving experiences, like most of the time I have experiences with other people where there's love and I'm giving and receiving love, and then I go, how insane that piece about choosing the... Oh my goodness, I forgot what it was, the conflicting...
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Conflicting...
Conflicting invitations.
Conflicting invitations.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, am I doing good? I'm doing good, and then I go for the conflicting invitation to actually negate all the other pieces of it, or is it that your ego just gets louder to go, so you got to find something that negates some of the pieces?
What you're saying is true, and I keep saying that because it's not an either or. It's and. And the truth is, the court says, the contradictions that we introduce them just to convince ourselves that it's not possible to have it all the time. So that we're trying to convince ourselves, because we believe, I want to be right, and I believe you just can't be happy all the time, and you just can't trust people all the time, and I'll show you that you can't, because here's some example number one, example number two, and example number three. So the contradiction that I'm experiencing is a result of my own desire to be right in my belief that love cannot be the only thing, and peace cannot be the only thing in my life, and that's exactly right. And the Course calls that a defense against the truth. It says that we're going to come up with these plans to try to prove that everything we're studying isn't true, especially when the stuff starts changing so good that we don't believe we deserve how good it's getting. When it gets more than we think we can handle, then we introduce something that blocks it temporarily until we can allow our fear to decrease enough to let the good stuff come some more. Because up until now, a part of us has believed that we didn't deserve it. So again, if you're listening to me, I'm sharing with you from the Course the stages it says that you go through on the way to only giving and receiving love. So that when these things happen, you won't spend all day beating yourself up because you're thinking that to live love means you're just going to be this kind, cool person all day that never gets upset. No, it's going to be just the opposite at first. At first, you'll be seeing very clearly the conflict and invitations that you used to send out, and you'll be making the decision consciously to start choosing for peace. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a great sign if the disorientation and confusion increases. It means you've actually let go of your hold on your old way of thinking, and you're beginning to embrace the new. That's why you're disoriented. That's why you're confused. So confusion seen correctly is a very high state. So some of you all are gurus. All right. So can we acknowledge ourselves for hearing this much together? Come on now. Give it to yourself or you'll receive it. All right. Yes. Yeah, see, that was symbolic. That was a symbolic gesture. So I got a quick review. Okay, so just close your eyes a minute and keep your focus on the physical world. The power of decision is your one remaining freedom in this world. You can decide to see the world right. Make the decision right now. You can make a decision to see the world right. You can make the decision to
see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. I make the decision to see the world right. I make the decision to see the world right. I can make the decision to see the world right. You can make the decision to see the world right. You can make the decision to see the world right. You can make the decision to see the world right. The conflict and invitations are coming from your belief that you only have opposition and fear in your mind. Now you're going to make the decision. Now you're going to make the decision that you're going to see the world right. Now I'm going to tell you what it means to see the world right. To see the world right. It means that you're going to start focusing on the idea that you give and receive only love, no matter what it looks like. Make the decision that you cannot really give anything but love to anything or anyone. Make the decision that you can't give anything but love to anything or anyone. Make the decision that you can only give love to anything or anyone. And know that when you won't only love, you will see nothing else. The contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive is the result of the reflection of your conflicting invitations. Stop seeing yourself in a variety of ways. See yourself as only deserving love and peace. That's all you deserve is love and peace. You only deserve appreciation. 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 And if you believe you deserve anything other than appreciation, it's because you look within. You look within. You look within. You look within. And you look within. And you believe you had the power to give yourself something else other than love and appreciation. Do you believe that you have the power to give yourself something other than peace? If you do believe that you have the power to give yourself something other than peace, then that is why you see the contradictory nature of the witnesses you perceive. So the Course says you can cover yourself. You can cover yourself. You can cover yourself by going... I'm telling you. So what you want to do right now is tell yourself, I'm making a decision about myself. And if you're not strong enough to do it consistently yet, the Course in Miracles just says that you can simply say this. Remember this. Decide for me. Holy Spirit. Decide for me. Holy Spirit. Decide for me. Loving Spirit. Decide for me. So the Course says that when you are confused about your decisions and conflicting invitations, I'm going to give you the way out if you want to use it. Here's the way out. It's very simple. This is the decision you want to make. Decide for me. Holy Spirit. Decide for me. Say it with me. Holy Spirit. Decide for me. Holy Spirit, decide for me. Holy Spirit, decide for me. Loving Spirit. See you next time. I love you. That's so cool. And if you feel some anger come up, that's natural too. That's also a natural part of it. She wrote, I love peace. She's making a decision already for what she wants. And I know it's her father that really does you a lot of good.